So the other thing that I wanted to say was Big Fatty. I don't know if you're aware of this other podcaster.
You wanted to say Big Fatty?
I did. I don't know if you're aware of this other podcaster named Big Fatty.
I have heard of Big Fatty.
He does a show, and he does this thing at the beginning of his show or on his show where he gives birthday shout outs to people, and he's very proud of himself that he like knows everyone's birthday and that he includes everyone in his birthday. So earlier this month, he said happy birthday to Waylon. Remember, not Waylon, to Bradley. Remember Bradley, Waylon's husband from the previously on the Foul Monkeys?
Now, is Bradley the one that dresses up in drag but leaves his beard?
No, that's Waylon. Bradley is the one that dresses up in drag as a mandolin. Anyway, they're great guys. You've met them at Pride 48 in Vegas.
I remember both of them.
They have a lovely son named Watson who's just adorable. Anyway, they moved to Nebraska, but Fatty on his show was like, you know, I want a happy birthday to that Chicago people, the Chicago, that Bradley up in Chicago, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, so I texted him. I'm like, I'm sure someone else told you this, but you know, Waylon and Bradley moved to Nebraska. Oh, I was unaware of that. Like a few days later, he says, happy birthday to Lurie Dean in Connecticut. Now, Lurie Dean moved to Massachusetts about a year and a half ago. So it's like, I don't know how long you've been listening to the Big Fatty show. On your podcast. He's been podcasting since 1962. How long have you been listening to the Big Fatty show?
I think it's been a couple of years.
He used to have something on his website called the Ham Map, where you could put pins in the map of where you were listening from. He desperately needs...
Was that like that Frapper map that people used to have when we first started podcasting?
Yeah, he called it the Ham Map. But it was like, he needs to bring that back because he clearly can't keep track. He writes down their birthdays, which is an immutable thing, right? It's not like your birthday is ever going to change, but he disregards the fact that people might move about the country.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bradley is the one that dresses up in drag as a Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2314 of the BFO for Monday the 12th of December 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and I'm going to tell you about my favorite Crema commercial. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, winding down us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're winding down us because, y'all, that's what Big Fatty is doing because, y'all, Wednesday of this week is Big Fatty's last day of work. For 2016, Big Fatty. So, y'all, I'm just winding it down. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like an old clock, just running until it finally stops altogether. That's correct. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon charger plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comment section. Write something relevant.
That is correct. And y'all, that of course is Digga. And y'all, the contest continues through the 21st of December. Y'all, I've gotten quite a few more Crema cards. I've gotten, let's just see, we got one here from the Robs, and we've got one here from, where is that from? I don't know where that's from. Oh, it's from Ginger Bear, y'all, something from Fontana, California, eh? Don't know who that is. And y'all, then there's a card that doesn't have any return address, and y'all, then one from my, Northeast number one straight boyfriend, Dan. But y'all, I went out under to the porch of the villa today. And y'all, there was a box. There was a box from the lesbian delivery service, Big Fatty, from the Amazon. And y'all, I'm Big Fatty, you want to open it up first because you're a whore. I am a whore. So y'all, we're going to open it up right now. Let's just see what it is. And let's just see what's... wait, there's a little... is there a paper in here? Big Fatty! It is, y'all, it is, it says, Big Fatty, Merry Grandma, and thanks for all the laughs you give us, your number one, number one. And y'all, in here, there is a bag.
Big Fatty!
Y'all, there must be, how many pieces are in here? Y'all, it is five, it is 5 pounds of Lemonhead candies. Y'all, because Big Fatty loves the Lemonhead candies.
Big Fatty,
your teeth are going to fall out. Well, you know, it's going to happen sooner or later. Big Fatty, Bill in St. Louis, thank you so much. For the surprise Lemonhead candies. Yes, Big Fatty. That's too funny. That is just too funny. Y'all, let's go ahead and open a couple of cards. We've got one here from the Robs. Let's see what the Robs have to say. And y'all on the front. Oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a picture card. It says, Merry Grandma, peace and love. From the Robs 2016, and y'all, it's them at Disney World and lots of other places. I don't know where they are, but y'all, it's a lovely little card. On the back, it says, Mercredi, wishing you a very Merry Grandma and a great 2017. Thank you for 20 minutes of silliness every day. Love. Robin, y'all, that is just so lovely. And y'all, they are just too very handsome gentleman. Y'all, let's see what the ginger bear has sent me. Big Fatty, y'all, that Hendrick is up there visiting the ginger bear. And y'all, they're expecting a snowstorm and he might get snowed in. Big Fatty, poor Hendrick. Y'all, look at that. Big Ricky, this is very impressive. Y'all, this is one of Big Ricky's handmade cards. It's got a poinsettia on the front, and it says, Season's Greetings, and it says, Ricky, I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Thanks for being such a great friend from afar. Merry Christmas, Big Ricky, the provider, Ivy and Izel. Big Fatty, and those are the puppy dogs. It's true. Yes. See y'all. Now, the last time I talked to you, it was Thursday night, and y'all, I've been this past week, y'all, I've been roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, that is my famous salted toasted pecans that I make during the crema season. Oh, that's very different. Y'all, if you'd like the recipe, it's very simple. You set the oven to 250 degrees. Big Fatty, your straight boyfriend in the Northeast wants you to come up there and cook for him. I know. Anyway, here's the recipe. It's set the oven for 250 degrees, and you take a cookie sheet with the sides on it. You got to have sides on it because you're gonna stick a stick of butter on there, melt it down, and y'all, then you take about a pound and a half. There's 2 pounds, and I've got to divide it by five. About two-thirds of a 2-pound bag of shelled pecans. How's that? Then you spread them out in the melted butter, and you turn them in that melted butter. Then you put them in the oven and you cook them for an hour at 250 degrees, turning every 15 minutes. And y'all, then when they're done, you put them on absorbent paper, kind of like what Granny uses every morning. Oh no, they doesn't have to be that absorbent, and then you put salt on them and let them cool, and then put them in bags. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, they're delicious. They're just delicious. So anyway, so I've been doing that all week, and y'all, I did that Thursday night also as I was catching up. Y'all, I didn't get a chance on Wednesday because of the Aquanet Live. I didn't get a chance to see The Survivor. Yeah, Gussie. And y'all, this week they had a double elimination. Big Fatty, that sounds like you after Mexican food. Well, it does kind of. But y'all, it's getting good. But y'all, this week, this Wednesday, is the finale. And y'all, it's a two-hour finale on Wednesday night. And y'all, then it's followed by the reunion show, coming up this Wednesday night on the CBS. Yes, Big Fatty, on the CBS. And y'all, I'm not sure who's going to win, but y'all, it's good. It's a good season. Yes, Big Fatty. And then y'all, on for right. Was in the coal mine, and y'all, it was a quiet day in the coal mine. It was kind of just very quiet, kind of skeleton staff. Big Fatty, was the skull that? No, the skull was not there. Oh, thank goodness. Evening, y'all, we had the coal mine crema party over at the Orange Hat's house, and y'all, it was quite nice. Big Fatty went by and picked up old Veda, and y'all, we drove over to Mount Copacetic. Big Fatty, how pleasant! Went to the party, and y'all, they had the full bar and all kinds of fancy foods and everything, and y'all, they had some sort of hot wine or something like that. Yes, Big Fatty, but Big Fatty just stuck to his Tanqueray. Y'all, evidently they went through a handle of Tanqueray. Big Fatty, it sounds like a Thursday night at Walnut Hills. Could be. What did I do? Came home and y'all, it was cold. It was cold, both for right and Saturday. And y'all, I came home, got up on Saturday, and y'all, I watched a little bit of stuff on the TV machine, and y'all, I roasted some more nuts, and what did we do then? Oh, then Granny and Durwood and our friend Bill, Big Fatty, why do you call him Bill? Because that's his name. Oh, y'all, we went to a fancy seafood restaurant in downtown Charleston called Hank's. And y'all, Big Fatty had, what did Big Fatty have? I had crab cakes with cone and a Big Fatty. That's lovely. You'll be able to trace their progress. True, and then I had shrimp and grits. And y'all, it was all delicious. The only problem was I had grits caught in my teeth. Big Fatty, just take them out and scrub them off. Well, not quite yet. Big Fatty, that'll happen after eating 5 pounds of lemon head. Well, probably. So, y'all, then we went out to the bar and had a few cocktails, y'all, it was an early evening for Big Fatty, because y'all, we went, our dinner was at 5:45, and we got to the bar at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I was gone by, I think I left about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I just had it, and y'all came back here to the villa and slept like a baby. Big Fatty, yes, that's true. You had to wash the sheets. So much baby. No, there was no baby poop. And y'all then on Sunday, I finished up roasting my nuts. Big Fatty, it still sounds vulgar. Anyway, that pretty much... And y'all then I went for a walk around... Fat Acres, and y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and y'all, believe it or not, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, a couple other things on my list here. Y'all, Saturday the 10th, y'all, it was the two-year anniversarium of Big Fatty closing and becoming the owner of the villa. Y'all, can you believe it's been 2 years since I bought the villa? Big Fatty, when does the time go? I don't know. But anyway, it's gone. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, and along with that, y'all, it meant that my... warranty, you know, I buy this kind of warranty insurance on the mechanicals. Big Fatty, does it apply to the cellular telephonic? No, not that mechanical. Oh! Y'all, it was time to renew that, and y'all, I got a good deal on it this year for some reason. I don't know, but it's the cheapest it's been. So there you have it. Y'all, remember I said that I, ordered the LED light bulbs I'm changing all the fixtures here in the villa and lamps and things like that over to the LED to help save the money. And y'all, part of that is the floodlights, the can lights in the kitchen. And y'all, but the ceiling is too high for me to reach it, so I've got to borrow one of those light bulb poles from the coal mine and bring it home and get those changed out. But y'all, those came on for right day, so I'm well into all of that. Y'all, for those of you that like to shop at the Kohl's and like to shop online, y'all, Big Fatty got his circular, and y'all, I've gotten the 30% off, and y'all, I'm gonna share my code with you if you want to use it if you're gonna be buying anything. Y'all, it's Frosting30. Big Fatty, is that like what's on top of a cake? It is Frosting30. So y'all, knock yourself out and save 30%. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that's good the 11th yesterday through the 24th. Big Fatty, that's a good one. And y'all, then the turnip head sent me a picture. Y'all, it's a man checking into the hotel, and he says, "I'd like the pone in my room to be disabled." And the girl says, "We only have regular pone, you sick bastard." Big Fatty, that is horrible. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all got an e-letter from the Randy, a former lurker up there in the Penis Slivania, and y'all, he had asked me for my recipe for the lemon chicken soup, and y'all, he made it. He made it, and he made it in the cracker pot, and y'all, he sent me some pictures of it. Y'all, it looks lovely, and he said that he and his husband just loved it. So, Randy, I'm glad Big Fatty was able to help you fill your gullet. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from On Hiatus Dubious Intentions and Daniel Bima. Anything interesting that you saw over at the horror hotel?
Bradley is the one that dresses up in drag as a Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, it sounds like it was a horrifying weekend over there.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.